trains and boats and planes were passing by. They mean a trip to Paris or Rome to someone else, but not for me. The trains and the boats and planes took you away.
This is The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. In 6 weeks, lawmakers will convene for a special session to find a solution to the ever-increasing cost of rail. The group Save the Rail hopes to give them something to chew on between now and then. It's holding a public forum at the Capitol this week to talk about what they call Option 2A, street-level rail from Middle Street. The group has brought in an urban transit planning expert with a 54-year career as an academic and a consultant to cities around the globe. Dr. Vukan Vucic is professor emeritus of systems engineering at the University of Pennsylvania, the author of 5 books. He's also our guest today. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. I am your listener and supporter in Philadelphia.
Nice to know. Thank you. As you look at this city, and you've been to Honolulu several times, this is not your first time here, and seeing how this has happened up to this point, we've been trying to create a livable city, and certainly you can see some evidence of that. But in now looking at bringing rail to grade at Middle Street, is that the best option you see?
Yes. The situation in Honolulu has been that it is naturally has conditions to be a very livable city. And one condition to have a livable city is to get to have good public transportation system, rail especially. Why rail? Because it's a linear city. It has also many tourists and other people who would prefer not to depend on the car. And if they don't depend on the car, then the city will be more livable. We have these policies and discussions in many cities, and we have changed from attempts in 1950s, 60s to rebuild cities into car-based cities, which really became huge parking lots and highways and so on, very unattractive for people. Now we're saying our goal is not to get as many cars as fast as possible through the city. Our goal is to create a livable city. And livable city, if it's of a size of half a million or 1 million or 5 million, cannot be livable unless it has a good, attractive transit system.
When you talk about an attractive transit system, you're also talking about a system that people are going to be using. That's really the attractive part of it. Not something that simply may be aesthetically nice or something that doesn't block us from the ocean, particularly for Honolulu. But when this idea has come up over and again with HART, with the authority, they've turned it down and they've said, well, you know, look, the problems with this include the fact that you're going to have slowing of traffic. You're not going to be able to get as many cars through. You're also going to find that these trenches that you say are going to be smaller, in fact, are going to have to be wider and deeper. Why do you say that's not true?
Well, it's not true that it'll reduce the capacity for other traffic and even some say increase congestion. No. When you build a new rail transit line, it certainly decreases congestion because it attracts people from the car much better than buses can. So the problem then is also, if you build that rail system, how will it, in what position will it be? If you build a metro system, it has to be totally separated, and therefore it has to be either elevated or in the tunnel. In recent decades, however, there have been many, many cities around the world that have developed so-called light rail transit system, and that is transit system that is capable of different roles and so on. A light rail can be at grade with certain separations and special signals and so on. It can be on separate rights of way where it's nearly independent of traffic. It can be on some sections 5 or 10 miles separated from traffic and run as fast as metro. So what you have here with the aerial structure will be fine. That's separated. But when it comes downtown, and now every time I come here, I do see that Honolulu is becoming more and more livable. I cannot imagine that through these streets you build an elevated structure which would separate more the city from the ocean and so on. There are now, in many countries which had abandoned old streetcars, they now have built new light rail transit systems. 25 cities in France have new light rail systems. We have over 20 such systems also. Cities which said we really, nobody would run, use public transportation, like in Dallas, Texas. Dallas light rail is extremely successful. They recently voted to double investment into a twice larger network of light rail lines. And those light rail lines then you use in center city to rebuild the whole city more pedestrian friendly. You have pedestrian sections and you have then light rail going slower or no other traffic and so on. Then the same line continues and goes full speed the same as Metro.
So at this point, because I think you know, you're painting a picture here that a lot of people would like to see happen, to be able to have easy access to a rail, whatever it might be. But because we've been watching these costs escalate so incredibly and hit these, you know, these stratospheric amounts that we thought would never happen, and looking at the timeline being extended and going back and asking for more money from, you know, people's pocketbooks to be able to help pay for this through extended taxes or whatever else may happen, there seems to be a real sensitivity with both lawmakers and the public to what's happening with rail and what could happen with it. Do you really see that if it were to go to an at-grade system that this would be less expensive for people?
Oh, there's no discussion about that. Of course. I mean, building a track in the street, regardless that you have to still dig and build, which you would have to do for any highway or any BRT, any other mode that you have. But that, compared with an aerial structure, is many times cheaper. You use that at the same time to rebuild the cities in more pedestrian-friendly way and so on. The project that has been done so far is really has great problem, especially financial. Now, even if the surface transit were more expensive, which is the opposite, it's much less expensive. Even if it's more expensive, I would suggest that you select the at-grade running because of the much better environmental impact on the city. It really makes city greener and more pedestrian-friendly rather than shaded and in front of historic buildings and separated from the ocean. Now, another question has come, how can you change now? And people sometimes say, you're absolutely right, but it's too late. My answer is, it is never too late to stop going in the wrong direction. And really, I will give a talk in 2 days there about light rail transit systems, showing city after city and how in recent decades the so-called noisy and old-fashioned streetcars have been replaced now by modern light rail, and how dozens of cities all around the world are using that mode and adjust it. And on the same line, as I mentioned, you can have it being very pedestrian-friendly and then separate lanes, and then it can be fully separated as you already have that structure, those structures.
So as you look at the barriers to doing that, is it really coming down to heart and their intransigence?
Yeah. I cannot understand that nobody wants to change the project when it has such fantastic financial problems, and financial problems increasing and so on. You're against the wall now, and you really have to do something. And if you don't have enough money, then you look at lower, at more effect, more, more efficient, lower cost, and soon and faster built alternative. And I'm going to show especially the details of how light rail can be not replacing this, but really changing the part through the city where it's really most important that it is pedestrian friendly and more attractive for riders.
We'll look forward to hearing you. Thank you so much for coming in today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Vukan Vucic is Professor Emeritus of Systems Engineering at University of Pennsylvania. He's the author of 5 books and an urban transit consultant to cities including New York, Washington, and Istanbul. Last month, Dr. Vucic was awarded for the first Lifetime of Academic Distinction Award by the American Public Transportation Association. The public forum, Rail Option 2A, Street Level Rail from Middle Street, happens on Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Capitol Auditorium. It's free and open to everyone.